Title: Creating Broken Speaker Textures Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most fun kinds of wrong: creating broken speaker textures in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. This sound is that crunchy, flapping, almost dying cone vibe you hear in heavier DNB, jungle intros, halftime drops, and nasty mid-bass fills. And here's the key mindset: it's not just add distortion. A believable broken speaker sound is controlled non-linearity plus band-limited movement plus transient abuse. Basically, you're making the sound behave like a physical object that can't quite handle what you're feeding it. By the end, you'll have three repeatable, production-ready setups: a broken cone bass rack for your mid-bass layer, a blown drum bus texture return for breaks and tops, and a Rattland Flap FX layer for fills and transitions. All stock Ableton devices, with a couple optional extras if you've got Suite. Before we touch devices, quick reality check: this effect only works if you choose the right source. Broken speaker textures are easiest to get from sustained mids like Riesses, growls, foghornish tones, break beats with crunchy tops, or short vocal and Foley phrases. It's way harder to make this feel authentic on pure sub, and in DNB you generally don't want to. Classic rule: keep your sub clean and mono, and destroy the mids and highs in parallel. So let's build rack 1. The broken cone bass. This is your mid-bass damage layer. Step 1. Split your bass into two tracks. Duplicate your bass track so you've got SUB and MID, where MID is going to be your broken layer. On the SUB track, keep it boring on purpose. Add EQ 8 and low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. Then put a utility after it and set width to 0 so it's mono. If you want a little density, add a saturator on soft sign and drive it just 1 to 3 dB. Very gentle. The goal is, the sub stays stable and readable on a big rig. Now go to the MAD broken track. We're going to build a chain in a specific order. Think of it like: shape, damage, compress the chaos, then clean up. Start with EQ8 as a pre-filter. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, 24 dB slope. That's you protecting the subspace. Then do a small bell boost somewhere between about 800 Hz and 1.5K. This is what I call the tear or bark zone. Add 2 to 4 dB and sweep until it starts sounding like it's ripping, not like it's honking. If it gets painful, do a little notch around 3 to 5K. Now add pedal. Set it to distortion mode. Drive around 20 to 40%. Tone in the 30 to 50% area. And level match it. Seriously, after every heavy device today, level match so bypass and active feel roughly the same loudness. Distortion always sounds better when it's louder, and it will trick you into going too far. After pedal, add dynamic tube. This is a major part of the speaker struggling too. Try tube types B or D. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8. Bias around 0.2 to 0.6. Then trim the output so you're not clipping your next devices unless you truly want that. Teacher tip here: if your source is super spiky and the breakup feels random and ugly, control the transient before the distortion. Put a gentle pre-clip or a fast compressor before pedal or dynamic tube. Real speakers distort more consistently when they're being pushed in a sustained way, not just stabbed by peaks. Next, add auto filter. This is where the realism jumps up, because broken speakers don't respond the exact same way on every hit. Set the filter type to band pass or high pass. Aim the frequency somewhere between about 300 Hz and 2.5K depending on where your tier character lives. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. Now add movement in two ways. First, use the envelope amount around 10 to 30%, so the dynamics tug the tone a bit. Second, turn on the LFO with a rate of 1/8 or 1/16, but keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. You're not trying to make it wobble like a synth. You're trying to make it feel unstable, like a damaged cone reacting differently each time. Optional spice: add amp after the filter. Use clean or blues. Keep gain low to mid and keep presence low so it doesn't turn into fizzy top end. This is more about cab choking than bright distortion. Then add glue compressor. Think light clamp, not smash. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and set the threshold so you're getting 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This makes the flap feel controlled and mixable. Finally, post EQ 8, low pass around 8 to 12K. Broken speakers don't really do air, so if you leave it wide open you'll get that cheap fizzy tweeter thing. And if it's boxy, take a little out around 250 to 400 Hz. Quick coaching note on mechanical zones, because it helps you EQ with intention. Cone flap energy often lives around 150 to 400 Hz. Tier and bark is more like 700 Hz to 2K. and fizz, the cheap tweeter zone, is often 6 to 12K and it's usually the first thing you control with a low pass. Now, make it performable. Group the whole MAD chain into an audio effect rack. Map macros. Macro 1. Tier. Map this to dynamic tube drive and pedal drive, so one knob gives you more damage. Macro 2. Flap. Map this to auto filter envelope amount and resonance, so it feels more mechanical and reactive. Macro 3. Choke. Map this to your post EQ low pass frequency, so you can close the speaker down for tension. Macro 4. Punch clamp. Map this to glue threshold so you can stabilize the chaos when the arrangement gets busy. Arrangement tip. Automate tier up into fills, and slam choke down right before a drop, so it sounds like the system is about to die. Then when the drop hits, open it back up slightly and maybe even reduce drive a touch. That recovery reads huge. Alright. Rack 2. The blown drum bus texture. This is for breaks, tops, maybe even your full drum bus, but we're going to do it in parallel so we don't kill the punch. Create a return track called Drum Blown. Send your break, tops, or a drum group to it. Start the send low, like -20 to -10 dB. We're going to sneak this in, not replace your main drums. On the return, add redux first. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction 0 to 3. Subtle. This is the abused playback system layer, but if you overdo it, it turns into video game noise. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive about 4 to 10 dB, and turn soft clip on. Again, level match. If you're not trimming, you're mixing with your eyes closed. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 20%. Crunch around 10 to 35%. Boom can be 0 to 15%, but be careful, because boom can mess with your low-end relationship. Transients often work slightly negative for that blown feel, like the system can't reproduce the attack cleanly. Now EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz, because you don't want this return fighting your kick and sub. Low pass around 7 to 10K to keep it from sizzling. If you want more bark, a small boost around 1 to 3K. Optional. Gate at the end to stop long fizz tails. Set threshold so it closes between hits, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. The groove stays rolling, but the dirt doesn't smear across everything. Then blend it, bring the return up until you clearly hear it, then back off slightly. That's the sweet spot. You feel the texture on small speakers, but your main drum transients still do the heavy lifting. Arrangement move. Automate the send up in the last 4 bars before the drop, then pull it back a bit, when the full mix hits. Instant tension. Rack 3. Rattle and flap effects layer. This one is for transitions, fills, little one-beat stabs and damage punctuation. Create a new audio track for effects. Feed it with resampled bass, a snare hit, or Foley like plastic bag scrunches, mic taps, paper. DNB likes tight chaos, so keep your clips short and rhythmic. Now build the chain. First, corpus. Use plate or beam. Tune it either to something musical or deliberately nasty. Try 90 to 220 Hz for thunk, 400 to 900 Hz for rattle. Decay around 0.2 to 0.8 seconds. Mix around 10 to 40%. Then overdrive. Drive 20 to 60%. Adjust tone so it's mid-focused. This gives that tearing plastic or metal energy. Then auto pan. But think of it as jitter, not wide stereo. Amount 10 to 30%. Rate 1/16 to 1/8. Phase 0 to 60 degrees. If it starts making your drop feel smaller, it's too wide or too constant. Keep the main punch centered. Let the rattle go wider only in fills. Then frequency shifter. Shift plus 10 to plus 40 Hz, or negative, very subtle. Mix 10 to 30%. This is great for that something's misaligned sensation. Then a small reverb. Room or chamber, short decay, like 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. High cut 6 to 10K, just enough to place it in space. Finish with EQ8. High pass 150 to 300 Hz. And notch anything painful. Corpus can create nasty resonances fast, so don't be shy about surgical cuts. Now, one of the biggest secrets in this entire topic is resampling, because the best broken speaker moments are often accidental. When you hear one, capture it. You can freeze and flatten the processed MID track, or record into a new audio track using resampling from the master or directly from that track. Then chop it into one shots. Throw it into simpler and slice mode for rhythmic edits, or classic mode if you want to play it like an instrument. If you use classic, set voices to 1 so it's mono, turn snap on, and use velocity to control volume and filter so it becomes expressive, not random. And don't forget warp. Beats mode with a bit of transient envelope control can turn a messy texture into something that locks to tempo. Now let's cover the mistakes that usually make this sound amateur. First, destroying the sub. If your low end gets fuzzy, you didn't split properly, or you're letting the broken layer leak too low, protect the sub track, keep it mono. Second, too much top end fizz. Broken speakers don't have pristine air. Low pass earlier, 7 to 12K is a common zone. Third, overcompressing. If everything turns flat, back off glue or limiting and rely on parallel blending instead. Fourth, no movement. The illusion often depends on subtle envelope and filter motion. Fifth, gain staging. Level match each damage stage. You want to choose distortion based on character, not loudness. Two quick intermediate upgrades if you want to push this further. 1. Do a mono audit. Modulation effects like auto pan and frequency shifter can create phase weirdness. Flip your MID layer to mono temporarily. If the character disappears, reduce width, reduce modulation amount, or move stereo stuff to a parallel layer only. 2. Allow a controlled low-mid thump in the broken layer. If you high-pass too aggressively, all you get is fizzy distortion. Let a little 180 to 250 Hz live in the broken layer, while still keeping true sub clean on the sub track. That's where the speaker push illusion comes from. If you want an advanced variation, build a multiband cone failure rack with three chains. One low-mid thump chain around 150 to 350 with bandpass EQ, saturator soft clip, and glue with slower attack. One mid-tier chain around 500 Hz to 2.5K with dynamic tube and auto filter envelope. One top crunch chain around 3 to 9K with light redux and overdrive with tone down. Then map macros like excursion, keyer focus, and paper buzz so you can dial the broken vibe without turning the whole sound into one smeary block. And for groove control, you can sidechain the broken MID layer after distortion. Put a compressor after your grit, sidechain it from the kick or snare, fast attack, medium release, and just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. It'll make the speaker struggling pump around drum accents, and your roll stays readable. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Grab a Reese mid or any bass mid layer. Build rack 1 and map 4 macros. Tier, flap, choke, punch clamp. Write an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, normal rolling bass. This audio version is shortened for playback.